Welcome to Your Five for today. The Brecon Beacons National Park in South Wales has become the fifth International Dark Skies Reserve. The organisation that has designated the Brecon Beacons in this way is the International Dark Sky Association, which claims to be the only organisation fighting to preserve the night, as they put it. The four other dark sky reserves they have previously selected are areas in England, Canada, Africa, and New Zealand. The park has been designated at the silver tier level, meaning that while the skies above the park do have some light pollution, they are still remarkably dark, making it an excellent place to see the Milky Way and other night sky objects. Specially adapted street lights in the park ensure that light is not directed upwards into the sky. In the 500 or so square miles of the national park, sheep outnumber people by 30 to 1. But the National Park Authority want more people to visit, especially staying overnight and enjoying the night sky. Being able to gaze at the sky is very important for us all. The Old Testament records some great poems in the Book of Psalms. Nearly half of them are written by David, and what we call the 19th Psalm is one of his greatest, recording David's poetic description of the night sky, particularly the first six verses. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the earth. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. David is saying that the night sky tells a story without words or language, but its message is universal and multilingual. David the shepherd boy would have known crystal clear nights, and looking up into the big sky, he would have enjoyed God through his stargazing. Writing much later, the Apostle Paul says that God's creation speaks for him, and how sad it is to suppress nature's message. In the first chapter of his letter to the Romans, Paul says that there are things that can be known about God, which can be seen from his universe. They always could, and they always will. The divine but invisible attributes of God are perceived, being apprehended by the mind through the things that are made. So God's eternal power and divine nature can be grasped without a Bible being opened. So says Paul, there's no excuse. Nature, viewed microscopically or macroscopically, biologically or geologically, tells the same tale. Reflecting on what he saw of God in the sky, David in the 8th Psalm said, "When I see thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and stars, which thou hast established, what is man that thou art mindful of him?" Creation's message can take us so far in our knowledge of the personality and power of God. Thereafter, we must rely on revelation to understand what more can be known of him. So look up, then open the Bible, and look within. You'll see a God who created us, cared for us in sending his Son, and now commands us to believe in him. So, taking care of your eternal safety, enjoy some stargazing one of these clear nights. You'll see more than meets the eye.